Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good afternoon, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm Melissa Redpill, the world with the Freedom Force Battalion. Let me find our website. Oh, it's been deleted. I've already screwed up. I'm Melissa Redpill, the world with the freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. Let me pull it up on the screen so you can see, and you can join with us on all of our social media. This is, of course, our Rumble channel, but here are our other social media platforms. So join with us over there. We look at the current events, all that President Trump is doing and saying and posting in the light of God's word, because what we're experiencing is what, you guys, biblical. It is biblical. So definitely go right quick and hit the, I'm already messed up. It's okay. Hit the like button. Don't forget to hit the like button, subscribe, and share. This is great news. You're going to love it. We always look at just what is going on, and not like through a crystal ball or anything. It's not like that. It's just that we see all these things happening before our eyes, and we see that we're being set free from the cabal. Instead of looking at the other things are terrible and hair on fire and scary, we realize this is the day of our rescue. No doubt about it. If you have not seen some of my books, go to the End Times page. This one right here, freedomforce.live/endtimes. And you can find out more about what I'm talking about. I'll share a little bit about that. But I have over 1,000 videos. So you can learn all about how this is a great great day that we've been waiting for, when we will cast out these evildoers and we will have 1,000 years of peace on earth. These are the books right here. This one, 1,000 years of peace. And then also Major Clues for Minor Prophets. I'm going to read some of the minor prophets, I think, for you today, because they were amazing how they told us what was going on. And this is biblical. All these Bible stories laid out a roadmap for us, so we see exactly what is going to happen. So exciting. All right, so let's get started. Yesterday was the egg roll at the White House. And so our wonderful president and our beautiful Melania were out there with the little bunny of color. It was a little brown bunny. And so President Trump is joking about how he's not going to have to be saved by the white rabbit, like President Trump, like Biden was. Check this out.
Joe Biden now. Not taking Trump out.
Mr. President!
That was a terrible moment. The bunny saved Joe Biden.
Yes, that was, no, he's not going to have to. Somebody was saying, it was that Dan Scavino. No, it's too short to be Dan Scavino. But yeah, that was a cute bunny. I like that bunny. Not as scary as the white bunny who had to come and stop Biden from sniffing the children. So yeah, that was something. And then I just love that our president is giving glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. I love that. Check out this.
Speaking of special, Easter is special, and it's one of our favorite days. It's one of our favorite periods of time. We're honoring Jesus Christ, and we're going to honor Jesus Christ very powerfully throughout our lives, all throughout our lives, not just now, all throughout our lives. We're bringing religion back in America. We're bringing a lot of things back, but religion is coming back to America. That's why you see the kind of numbers that you're seeing, the spirit and the kind of numbers that...
Yes, isn't that awesome? What do you think about that, Patriots, having a president who actually references the Lord? I just love it, love it, love it. Okay, so this was something else I just showed on the video, the last video that we did, I guess on Sunday, the 20th. Here it is, the 22nd of April, 2025. On the 20th of April, 2025, we talked about this post that President Trump put out about the Lexington and Concord and how on the board, the picture of the two lanterns, one if by land, two if by sea, was named underscore. Okay, so we talked about that. Okay, but I have something really cool to add because MJ Truth found this. I thought this was really, really cool to share in a nice little tidbit. Now, what we talked about on the video, this is the one we talked about it on right here. This video right here, Trump's 17 message. So, and that's what we were talking about, this underscore. What is he talking about there? And so it was on, it's called Trump's 17 message, military birthright, MS-13. It was on 4/20/25. Okay, so, and you notice he misspelled. We've always heard misspellings matter. And so this 17th, again, 17, right? You don't have a space between this and 17th. Okay, and it's kind of hard to do, to be honest. I mean, if you've ever tried to, you know how spell check works. You'll post something and it'll try to correct the spell check and all that. So that space was missing. There was no space there. All right. So then he comes up with something really cool from the board. And for those of you who are new, you might not know that. We were told long ago, way back in 2017, that there's this triangle that represents these families that run the world. And so, for example, the first one was the House of Saud. And so, basically taking this triangle here, a backslash and an underscore and a forward slash. And so you take those three symbols right there, and one had fallen. If you remember, way back in the day, they actually arrested all of these top people in Saudi Arabia. The guy who was like had helped Biden, the prince. What's his name? Not Salman. Prince Salman's a good one. Anyway, he had been helping Biden, Obama, to become elected. He had supported him all those years. He had owned a huge stake in Citibank. I mean, just extremely, extremely wealthy. And we were told that they were the controllers of the blackmail and they also the trafficking. I mean, this was their piece of this evil regime. It was to control the leaders, whether it's political leaders or CEOs, with blackmail so that they control all these companies and all these governments. Okay, but if you remember, we were told on the board that one had fallen. And these people at the top were actually put into this fanciest hotel in the whole wide world, but they were, their assets were taken from them because of what they had been involved in. And so justice fell on them. So now you've got a triangle with one side that has fallen. So that tells you, hey, they're saying there's going to be another fall, but we had no idea it was going to be 7 years, right? But okay, so the other two sides are the Rothschilds, which controls the banks, the cults, and the church, and the capital P as in Pope. Okay, I'm thinking that's for Pope. All right, so you've got that side was still standing until maybe what we're seeing, just hang on tight, I'm going to show you, maybe until just this past weekend. Happy Easter. It's like, no, but nothing's happening, right? So something big is going on, and I'm going to show you several things about that. Okay, and then the other side is Soros. Now, the way it's drawn up on the board is that the underscore is actually Soros controlling organizations and people. Okay, so Q confirmed the first collapse took place in 2017 in Saudi Arabia. What happened in Saudi Arabia following Trump's almost immediate visit to Saudi Arabia in 2017, which was, we've talked about what I just said, that all these, the ones at the very high level were arrested. The mass arrest of prominent Saudi Arabian princes, government ministers, and business people in Saudi Arabia. 17 said one side of the triangle was removed. That's the first time in history that had happened. And then, in 2017, Q confirmed Patriots were actively working to dismantle the second side. And this is where it connects. Thank you again, MJ Truth. The Lexington and Concord posts from the Trump administration were off the charts on April 18th. Check the delta for April 18th, and you end up with the graphic, one if by air, two, by air? One if by land. Right? One if by land, two if by sea. This graphic's file name is underscore. That's the one I was just showing you right here. Hopefully you can see it. I'm going to get a little bit bigger. There's the lanterns from the post on April 18th, 2020, post number 3987, and it's named underscore JPEG, right? All right, so then it says, even Trump's commemoration of the Battle of Lexington and Concord was missing an underscore in the this 17th, right? Just like I was showing you right here. Okay, so then the Pope was announced dead, and Q confirmed the Rothschilds control the banks, the cult leaders, and the church, as in the Pope. I believe that was a signal. It is what MJ says, and I think he's right. I believe that was a signal, and now another side of that triangle has officially collapsed. Officially collapsed. Now, do most people necessarily know that? No. You know, maybe all this is going to come out after it's over, what it took to bring down this terrible beast that has controlled the world. And so this is, you know, they have had the gold. Now, I think I have a post about the gold also. President Trump posted, let me see if I have that one. Okay, maybe not. I'll get that next. All right, so here is on 299. Here it's talking about the forward slash, the underscore, and the backslash, rock, past, auth, over, followers. And then at the present time, you see right there, I'm going to get a little bit bigger if I can. Okay, at the present time, one had fallen. This house of Saud had fallen, and that was what was left right here is those two sides of this triangle. All right, and then you'll see on post 140, which is November 11th, 2017, it says the families combined, TRI, equals the New World Order. Okay, this evil triangle. The inner tri families will collapse. That's why anyone who has been following this for so long, we just all have this tremendous confidence that this is going to happen. I'm going to show you about Bannon here in a second because he was had hair on fire and he's freaking out. He's like, no, it's the end of the world and all that. So, but we never have to worry because we know this is a military operation that's going on and President Trump is leading the charge. Okay, so here it says a little farther down. Okay, so return to Saudi Arabia, strings cut, plus, 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 puppets, plus, 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 in the shadows. Each side of the triangle contains a certain subsect of power brokers. So this is quite complicated. Everybody's like, why can't you just arrest them? Because it's all so infiltrated, so connected. Think of a web. Okay, and you just can't just take out one little piece. It's just the whole thing has to be taken out. So it's, they each control, each side of the triangle controls a certain subsect of the power brokers. All right, so now if you've got the second side that's fallen, I mean, it's all but over. Okay, so the next one hopefully doesn't take another 7 years. Right, okay, so then President Trump posted this. Let me see if I can find that super quick. Let me I should have had this pulled up before, but President Trump posted about the gold, about who controls the gold. You don't see that one? Let me see if I can find this one on Truth Social. Controls the gold. Let's see. I don't see it right there. See if I can find it over on here super quick. And I'll be just a second. The controls the gold. Yes. Hold on, everybody. I'll be right there. Okay, here we go. So here he posted, okay, actually that was not it. Okay, he posted some about controlling the gold. And let me see if I can find that. I know I want to make sure to show it to you. I'm sure most of you guys have seen it. That's one about paper straws. All right, so but just the day before the Pope died, he talked about controlling the gold. And we know that the gold has been controlled by the Vatican. Okay, as this post was just saying that the Rothschilds control the banks and the Pope. Okay, so and of course we're always talking about this, the interest rates. Let me see if I can find it. Maybe it's coming up. I think it's coming up. It's coming up, or I'm going to miss it completely. Okay, the gold. I found it. Yay, I found it. The golden rule of negotiating success. Okay, this was on the 20th, and it was literally within 24 hours the Pope was dead. The golden rule of negotiating and success. He who has the gold makes the rules. Thank you. Thank you for your cooperation. He's so funny. The golden rule of negotiating and success. He who has the gold makes the rules. Okay, so they have controlled the gold, and they have made the rules. That's why this thing has taken so, so crazy long and been so aggravating. Because once we were awake, we're like, oh, arrest them, right? But it has to be where we, you know, bring this triangle crashing down. And that's what President Trump knows about. Unfortunately, you know, no one has ever been able to figure out how to do it before. Like President JFK, he had good intentions, but he did not understand how to bring down this terrible triangle, this cabal. So now it appears that President Trump has the gold and he's making the rules. That's what it appears. So whatever the truth is about the Pope, you know, whether he's dead, whether he's alive, whether he's been dead a long time or whatever, it really makes no never mind. I saw him supposedly in a coffin. I'm going to show you the funeral here in a minute, which looks more like a satanic ritual. Either way, whether he's alive or dead, whether he's been dead for a long time, it doesn't matter. The point is, has President Trump caused this side of the triangle to fall? And is President Trump now in control? That's what it appears by this post. And for it to happen, I'm just saying, for it to happen on Easter, just saying. And it's, you know, Easter is biblically the day of first fruits. Of course, it's the day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. And we're on the third day of the counting of the Omer. This is with the beautiful celebration of 7 weeks. And then at the seventh week, on the 50th day, is when we celebrate Jubilee. And that's when the Holy Spirit was poured out on all flesh. So we're going to be counting every day. We're counting up in expectation of maybe this year is the year when there'll be Jubilee for humanity. That's what Pentecost is really about, pouring out of, yes, God's Spirit on all flesh, just like the disciples had, but also for the mass start awakening. I've always said if there was a day on the biblical calendar for there to be a mass start awakening, it would be the day of Pentecost. And so we're going to be counting and we're going to be watching. And it's a beautiful celebration of hope, of looking forward to in hope and say, okay, we're going to just trust that the Lord has the perfect plan in place. But I'm saying it feels like it's this year. All the years before I've wanted it to be, but it feels like it this year with all this other stuff going on. And now the Pope, you know, falling, and we will see. All right. So I want you to see that. So that underscore's missing. This is what was on the board. This one is on the board too. This triangle controls these subsects of power brokers. And then, okay, I want you to see this also. It appears that, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with our finances. So do not worry. Trump is going to make America wealthy again. He is going to. And if anyone knows how to, it is President Trump. Okay, so this is from beautiful Mr. Carlo Arcesiobo. I don't know what that is, actually. Archbishop, I think it means. Carlo Maria Vigano. Okay, we know about him. So he had posted this a while back. This was back from, I think, 2018 that this original, but he just posted it after the Pope died. Okay, so this was written quite a while ago by Eugenio Scalfari. Okay, so he is talking about this conclave that will be deciding who is the next Pope. And so this is what he says here. He posted this. But if this non-Pope and anti-Pope can no longer harm the mystical body, his heirs still remain. The subversives whom he has invalidly created cardinals and who have long been organizing themselves to ensure a continuator of the synodal revolution and the destruction of the papacy. Okay, so he's saying okay, the Pope's dead. But even if he's dead, he still has all these people in place in this conclave who will make the decision as to how they go forward. That's the problem. That's the problem that President Trump is up against, too, is these infiltrators, this network of evildoers, this, as I was just reading to you from the board, this subsect of power brokers in all these places. Okay? That's what he's saying here. So, President Trump is fighting against them. Vigano is fighting against, what's happening in the church, because he says they're bringing down the whole church because it's full of rot at the top. In support of them are also the conservative cardinals and bishops who have been careful not to question the legitimacy of Jorge Bergoglio. It is on these people that the great responsibility for the outcome of the next conclave falls. Okay, so he's trying to say, you know, it's going to be your fault if you do not turn this thing around to protect the church. And so I appreciate his voice. He's got a loud voice, but he's up against a lot of really evil people, and they are trying to protect, let's just be honest, they're trying to protect their criminal cohort. They have people there have done crimes against children, and they want to keep, circle the wagons and protect those people from prosecution. That's what we're, that's really what's, and theft and all the other corruption. All right, so this is an amazing picture of this angel who's got a scale, so the scales of justice. And so one person is, it looks like safe on one side of the scales of justice, and the other person is not safe, and these demons are trying to get to this other one, and the angel's working on trying to weigh out justice and get rid of the demons. And that's exactly what we're up against. That's what we're doing. And Vigano is doing that. All right, so I want you to see that. This guy is doing a great job. I think it's Jordan Clark, I think is his name. And so he's talking about the Pope being dead. And again, he's clearly a 17 follower, and he's saying President Trump is in full control. Amen to that.
Talking about Jerome Powell, who's with the Fed. He was talking about how his resignation can't come soon enough. And when Trump is ready, he will fire Powell, and Powell will step aside pretty fast. Well, adding all this up, when I look at this right here, that whoever has the gold makes the rules. Let's see, the Vatican had the gold. The Vatican pretty much runs the Federal Reserve. Trump just said that he pretty much can fire Jerome Powell whenever he wants. So who's in control? Is Trump trying to tell you we're in full control? Is Trump trying to tell you I'm making the rules? Y'all, I remember on the cue board it says a week to remember. It's only Monday. I guess we got the mother of all bombs. Maybe even more booms. Let me just tell you this. Q was right about everything. Holy smokes, the best is yet to come. I can feel the new financial system coming, the golden age, freedom. Slavery is being abolished. The chains are being broken. The head of the snake is being chopped. What a time to be alive.
Amen. Amen. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? We were just talking about that the other day about, the song that CeCe Winans sang, which was so beautiful, but talking about, we're ready for the chains to break, all that. And that's really what this golden age is about. She's wanting Christ to come and rule. And Beck said the same thing, which was really pretty interesting. I'm going to play that for you. But yeah, this is what we're experiencing. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. Yeah. He who has the gold makes the rules. So is he saying that he is in control? And especially when now that side of that side has fallen. Now, we're going to find out what's going to happen as far as this conclave. Who are they going to choose to be the next pope? And so now we've got I'm going to show you this too. Okay, I'll show you that next. But I was going to show you this real quick. Here's Klaus Schwab. He resigned from the WEF effective immediately. Now, 2 weeks ago, he was saying it was going to be in a year or so, right? That he was resigning. He was going to go ahead and step down. But it was going to be months and months and months. But now he says effective immediately. But he has put in place the CEO of Nestle, Peter something or another. And so listen to this guy. This guy's as bad as Klaus Schwab. And he's saying that he doesn't want people to have access to water. Unbelievable. So check this out.
Hello, I'm Peter Brabeck, the chairman of Nestle. There are apparently some misconceptions about my ideas on water. Let me make it clear from the beginning. I have always supported the human right to water. Everyone should have enough clean, safe water to meet their fundamental daily needs. About 50 to 100 liters per day. But not to fill a pool or wash a car. There is a difference. We must transform the way we think about water. By 2025, 1.8 billion people will be living in regions without enough water. Water scarcity is the greatest challenge we face today. And we need to start recognizing water as a precious resource.
Sorry, my phone's ringing. All right, so these is just as bad as Klaus Schwab, right? And so the same thing, whether it's the WEF or whether it's the papacy, if you still have these bad guys at the top, then, you know, what good has it been? So anyway, we'll see how this all plays out. But it appears that President Trump is in control. These people are not stepping down for no reason. And for the Pope to die on Easter Sunday is quite remarkable. That's just, yeah, something doesn't, that doesn't, that's quite a coincidence, right? Right after President Trump said he had the gold, and right after JD appeared, of course, it's all over the net. JD killed him, right? And then they're also like saying, who should he go visit next? It's, yeah, I think all in good fun, of course, but it's just a weird little way to look at it. All right, so this is the funeral. Look at this. This is so weird looking. Check this out. Is that? And don't those things look like skulls to you that they're carrying? Like this right here, doesn't it look like a skull? It looks like a skull to me. It's supposed to be a lantern. And what is this on their heads? What is this? Why, it just looks creepy. Whatever. We need, yeah, the entire thing needs to be redone. I don't even know what to tell you about the Catholic Church. These kinds of things, everything they do is so creepy. Why is it creepy? All right. Well, anyway, thank you, Vigano, for trying so hard from the inside to straighten this out. So we'll watch and see what happens. But remember, it's not just the beast, but it's also the false prophet that is removed. Anyone who is using God's house for evil and to tempt to lie to the people, to deceive the people, to use it for corruption, they're out. And so how this all rolls out, I don't know. I hope it's this Jubilee, though, this Pentecost. And we're going to watch and see. All right. So now, this is where Bannon is in a panic. And so he's talking with Beck. And, you know, I'm crazy about Bannon. He knows more about so many things than, you know, he's forgotten more than most of us will ever know. And he's, you know, highly well read. He's, you know, knows all the intricacies of so many things, but I don't think that he necessarily, you know, he does not believe that there's an operation going on. He wasn't a machine man when Mike Lindell was telling him about the machines, and now he's like, oh, okay, I'm a machine man now. He realizes that Mike Lindell was right. And then number two, you know, he doesn't know about the military operation that's going on. You know, and for those of us who've been following 17, we know that this is not, we didn't just start watching the news all of a sudden. This is the Lord has awakened humanity. This is the Lord's plan. And the Lord set up in place this entire military operation and to awaken us. And, you know, that's the practical way that the Lord used it so that we would awaken people all over the world. Those of us who've been involved in it, we know. One day we were asleep and the next day we were awake. We were like being told all kinds of different things and just helping us to piece this stuff together. All right. So, and things that Bannon really doesn't talk about. The thing, like the triangle, what I was just telling you about the triangle. We were never told that by Bannon. by Fox News, how this criminal cabal network is structured and how one side has fallen, and now it appears that the second side has fallen. You know, that's the kind of thing you're never going to hear from the mainstream media or even from great patriots like Steve Bannon or Glenn Beck. Okay, so they're in here. I'm going to play this for you, but I don't want you to panic. He's panicking, but I love the fact that we don't have to panic. He even asks, he says, is there someone coming to save us? And the honest truth is, yes. Yes. But first of all, the Lord is. I'm going to show you that from the book of Daniel. But second of all, you've got, Trump and this amazing team are coming to save us. This is what is happening. And they told us, when on the board people would say, oh, I need to go out and we need to take to the streets. They're like, trust us. You have put us in these positions to do this. And so trust that we will take care of it. So because we don't need, we don't want any more bloodshed. And you know what happened on January 6th when we were, not even violent, but it was infiltrated with these feds to make us look as if we were violent. But and look how all the mayhem that came from that. And we didn't even do anything, right? So imagine if we did take to the streets. And, of course, they could take to the streets. They can burn stuff down. And they're painting the Tesla showrooms right now. And nothing happens. But either way, we're gonna do this all lawfully. Step by step, we're going to trust the plan. If President Trump wanted us to go out on the streets, we would go out on the streets. He doesn't want us to do that. All right. So anyway, I want you to hear what Bannon has to say and Beck. And then check out when Beck says that he's a man of faith and he knows Bannon is a man of faith also, and that he is saying, it's time for Jesus to step in because they realize we are at this precipice. All right. Check it out.
That the oligarch said, oops, we need a bailout. We need at least $500 billion. We need a Marshall Plan. Maybe you give us the national labs, no problem there, to turn over to these guys, Sandia and Lawrence Livermore. And they don't need any regulation because the Chinese Communist Party is going to rule it. So we're in the worst position of the world because if we stand up to them, they say, hey, you guys are turning over world control. Schmidt just came out this morning and said that. If you don't give us unfettered money, access to the national labs, everything, we're going to fall in back of the Chinese Communist Party, and then it's over. We're in, as a culture and society and a world, we have jammed ourselves into the worst, the hardest problems we used to face, which are almost insurmountable, now look like nothing compared to what
right.
we've done in technology.
And it's on every front.
Right. And so they are looking at it from the military standpoint, from the financial standpoint, from the education standpoint, from the, the every standpoint there is to look at, the political standpoint, at where so with the Supreme Court, I mean, all these different places, ways that you can look at it. They're just examining and going, we're stuck here, we're stuck here, we're stuck. Right? And so this what's going to happen? Okay, so in that case, ignorance is bliss. There are so many people who have really no idea what's going on. And so their ignorance is just letting them just la la la, not to worry. And I'm not coming at it from that standpoint. I'm coming at it from the standpoint I know all these things that we have up against us. But I trust this military operation. I trust President Trump as leading the charge. I mean, you look at him, he does not look nervous at all. And then I trust that this is the Lord. This is the Lord's plan. So check out what Beck says.
I mean, I know you believe in God. I believe in God. It's like, Jesus, when are you coming? When are you coming? Because I don't know if we can. I don't know how this all plays out. I just know that if we are going to reset, we cannot return factory jobs. We need to build nuclear power plants. We need power. We need energy. We need our own rare earth minerals. We need to be mining our own places. We need to be
in processing.
Yeah, to be able to dig it up, process it, and use it here. We need to be on the cutting edge of AI.
Are you on the cutting edge of AI without some sort of regulations or without it spinning out of control?
So I talked to. Oh,
make me feel better.
I can't.
Is the cavalry going to arrive to save us, or do we have to save ourselves? Is anybody coming to save us?
No.
Not. So we have to save ourselves.
Yeah.
And with Trump, you got the best shot, at least on a Hossein's issue.
This is why I keep saying to the audience, because my audience, they're like, Glenn, you're a free market guy. And I'm like, I know. Do you have a better idea?
Exactly.
Because I don't have a better
idea. Give me the alternative.
We have one guy. You blow this chance, I don't know, we get another bite at the apple. We have one guy. I don't know. He's earned his place for us to go, okay, this didn't come as a surprise. If you walked in the voting booth and went, I think he's joking about tariffs, you're a moron. You're a moron, okay? You have
that
one
should not
shot.
Be that should not be a surprise to
no,
people, right?
No, out of everything.
Okay, that was a great conversation. I thought you guys might enjoy hearing that. And as much as I really appreciate these men, I really do appreciate them, and they have fought valiantly this whole time. They don't understand the bigger picture biblically of what's going on, as well as what 17 has done and what they are doing. I'll tell you, he even said this, Glenn kind of said this, President Trump has proven to everyone that he is the man for the job. You know, President Trump knows what he's doing. He's a genius. He's juggling. I mean, we see him on the daily juggling so many different things. He's not like Biden, who drops his ice cream cone. President Trump can do so many things all at once. Manage, you know, world wars and manage, you know, the stock market and manage, I mean, the tariffs and all these different things. And it might look like, oh, this is haphazard. No, it's not. It's not at all. And so that's what they might not understand. And he's got Trump cards in his pocket. And I'm going to show you one of the Trump cards here in a minute. But the first thing I want to show you is this is from Daniel chapter 8. And I'm going to have the versions of the NLT and the NKJV side by side. I want to show you, we're at this precipice. We are jammed in this between a rock and a hard place. And it's like, what are we going to do? Because if the CCP, they kind of do have us over a bit of a barrel. And President Trump is playing a worldwide game of chicken with them, right? And so, you know, what's going to happen on this thing? Because we're in a position where we're not making the things that we need in our country. And they're in a spot, to be honest, and we're in a spot because of the way it's like if someone has dealt with their finances and they've just, you know, gone to Las Vegas and you know, put all their life savings on and lost it all. I mean, that's basically what's happened with humanity. It's just there's what has happened is they've just bet the farm and lost for every nation. And there are people that have so much of this wealth, but to untangle this knot is just next to impossible. And I say next to impossible because the Lord can untangle the knot. All right, so here's the verse in Daniel chapter 8, verse 23. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors have reached their fullness. I think that's probably the best translation I have seen. In another version, in the NLT, it says, at the end of their rule, when their sin is at its height, a fierce king, a master of intrigue, will rise to power. Okay, so what I'm trying to say is, at this time, where we are on the timeline of history, you have these transgressors have reached the top of evil to humanity. They have put us in every bind known to man. You know, financial, health, war, you name it, like they're just talking about in their conversation between Beck and Bannon. This is what it's talking about in Daniel chapter 8. Daniel was told about this at the end of this when the Lord had given him this vision. He had to go sleep, I think, for 3 days. He said, this is too much. And we know how he feels because this is too much. But look at this. It says, in that time when the transgressors have reached their full, they have gone, you know, over the top, there's no more that of evil that they could do. They've got us, you know, apparently down for the count, except for the Lord, okay? All right, so then it talks about this, you know, all the things that they're going to do. They're going to destroy fearfully. They're going to prosper and thrive. They're going to destroy all the mighty people, you know, and that's what we've experienced. How many people have suffered? I just went to a funeral yesterday. I spoke at a funeral of a dear friend who, you know, just, I just want to talk about it. It's just, it's everywhere you look, it's been mayhem and heartbreak and just horror show of all they've done to us intentionally. I'm sitting here watching. I know this was done intentionally to her, right? It's so heartbreaking. Anyway, so it says, you know, they'll prosper and everything. They'll get away with it, it appears. Isn't that what people say all the time? I'll never see the Epstein files and this is, you know, the blah, blah, blah. Just on and on. Everybody's just thinking, we'll never get justice and forget it. We're just not going to get justice. But look at what he says at verse 25. Yes, they will destroy many in their prosperity and even rise against the prince of princes. Verse 25, right here. But he, as in the New World Order, the Antichrist, this cabal we're talking about, the two sides have fallen, he shall be broken without human means. There you go. I wish I could tell Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, if you're listening, I know he's not listening, but if you were listening, this is the truth. Where they will be broken without human means. They will be broken. And then in the NLT, it says, he'll even take on the prince of princes in battle, but he will be broken, though not by human power. All right? But this is the Lord. This is the Lord is setting us free. Yes, using you and me. Yes, using Bannon and Beck. Yes, using President Trump. Yes, using all the people in his cabinet. But the bottom line is the Lord is setting us free. This is what we were told. You know, if you remember the statue also of Nebuchadnezzar's statue, that the stone came and broke the statue in a million pieces. That stone is Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who knows how to do this. Like my sign on my wall here, it says that, you know, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has triumphed. He alone can open the seals and break the scroll, break the seals and open the scroll. That's the way. Anyway, he can do it, and he is doing it. So just be at peace and trust the plan and just, you know, just trust that he's going to do this in his perfect timing. This is what Daniel was told. He said, this vision is about 2300 and mornings and evenings is true, but none of these things will happen for a long time. So keep this vision a secret. Then Daniel was overcome and lay sick for several days. He was just like, this is too much. It just made him, he had to go to bed. I'm just sick. He was just sick from, you know, and it's troubled in his heart. He says, afterward, I got up, I performed my duties for the king, but I was greatly troubled by the vision and couldn't understand it. Yeah. Yeah. We feel you. We feel you, Daniel. Yeah. That's where we are. And so even these great men here, whom we just really appreciate, they're still like, what are we going to do? Trust the Lord. That's what we're going to do. All right. So if you want to know more about this, this is the very thing I do on decoding or translating the minor prophets, major clues from minor prophets. It's just so encouraging and comforting so that I don't have to sit and fret and worry. And that's why I feel like that's my role in this, is to help everyone see how this is biblical. And 17 told us this is biblical times. This 17 knows it. This is biblical times. It's really great. It's really great news. So these are on there for $2.99 over on Amazon. And also, of course, the translation of the interpretation, really, or decode of End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, the decode of the book of Revelation. I think I have Daniel 8 in there also. And then all these Bible stories that we have always heard. And now we realize they were a roadmap for us. All right. So President Trump, he knows what to do. He knows. He posts a lot. But he knows so much more than even he posts. He can juggle more than you can imagine. And he's, you know, got this great team along with him. So then he posted just this yesterday, non-tariff cheating. This is what they're doing to us. And this is why he has to push back hard on them. And again, it's not the Chinese people. It's the CCP, which is basically this triangle. And now, as we just talked about, one side has fallen, and now it appears two sides have fallen. And so we're, you know, it's time to bring out the tariffs to go in for the kill. This is what everybody's got to be tough. They got to, you know, play this game of chicken with these people. And that's what we have to do. That's what President Trump is doing. The art of the deal. Number one, currency manipulation. The VAT taxes, right? They act as a tariff on and export subsidies. Dumping below cost, right? Export subsidies and other government subsidies, right? The protective agricultural standards, no genetically engineered corn in the EU, right? But we have this genetically engineered corn in the U.S., so they're dumping all this stuff in here. Protective technical standards, Japan's bowling ball test. I don't know what that one's about, to be honest. Number seven, counterfeiting, piracy, and intellectual property theft, over $1 trillion a year. You work so hard, you do all this research, and they just steal it. You work so hard, and you create something, and they just steal it. This is what it's talking about, this intellectual property. And so, you know, all this, these software programs, all this, you know, all this tech, research, you know, all that they've done, and they just steal it. And then transshipping to evade tariffs. Transshipping, I think that's where they ship through another country. And he's like, he's cutting all that off. He knows all their little tricks and their traps. All right, so President Trump knows what to do. So don't worry. All right, I want you to see this. This is from the Vigilant Fox, and he posted this about shocking new data links CT scans to 100,000 cancer cases. Thank you, Vigilant Fox, for posting that. This scan that detects cancer could be causing it. Let that sink in. This is the same thing with mammograms. I've done research on that too. Do your own research, because I personally am not doing it. I'm not having it done anymore, because the pressure that they put on your breast tissue can cause problems. It's hard to tell you how hard they press on your breast tissue. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what they do during the mammogram. And so that's damaging. And then they're doing all these, the scan on it. Yeah. And so it's just, first, do no harm. Why don't y'all just leave us alone and don't harm us? So be very, 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 very careful and pray, ask the Lord to guide you and just research. Thank you so much, Robert Kennedy Jr., because of all that you are working so hard on. I want you guys to hear this. He's talking about the dyes. Read all your labels, you guys, because these dyes are horrible for you. These can cause all kinds of maladies for children. I think it's even can cause, you know, Alzheimer's, but just where your brain does not work function properly, the ADHD, all these things are happening because of these dyes. Let me let him tell you, because he's better at it than I am.
Most Americans innocently put into their bodies these days, and most alarmingly, into the bodies of their children. And it's no coincidence that Americans die earlier than Canadians or Germans or Italians or Japanese or Koreans or Australians or most any other comparable country. And it wasn't always that way. Until the early 1990s, our life expectancy was the same or better than other developed countries. Then, suddenly, more and more Americans began suffering from chronic diseases, from obesity, cancer, diabetes, kidney disease, Alzheimer's, heart disease, and all kinds of autoimmune diseases. Our maternal mortality rate soared to the highest of any developed country on Earth. Same with infant mortality. Like the frog in the slowly boiling water, we didn't really notice as we got sicker and sicker. We've grown now to accept chronic disease conditions as normal. But now, in 2024, we're finally waking up to this cataclysm, and we're asking ourselves, how in the world did this happen? Well, a big part of it is our diet. Restaurants that serve contaminated food are fined or shut down. But when it's the government that approves the poisons in our food, a few people get very, very rich, and the toxins end up in every supermarket aisle. Let me show you what I mean. Doritos, Cheez-Its, Cap'n Crunch, gummy bears. Everyone knows that these are junk foods, so maybe you wouldn't be too surprised to see that the ingredients include a lot of poisons, including a harmful yellow dye called tetrazine, or yellow dye number 5. What you may not know is that this dye was originally made out of the sludge that's left over when you turn coal into coke for blast furnaces. It's called Galtar, and I've actually sued many big industries for legacy contamination of coal tar all around the country because it's so toxic and it's so harmful to the environment and human beings. A century ago, it was just an obnoxious industrial byproduct that everybody was trying to figure out ways to get rid of. One of the ways that they did that was by paving roads. But then a British chemist figured out that the coal tar could be used to derive fabric dye. And if fabric dye, why not food? Food manufacturers began using it to cover up the discoloration of low-quality foods that they wanted to pass off on unsuspecting customers. They didn't know back then that this yellow dye, tartrazine, causes tumors, asthma, developmental delays, neurological damage, ADD, ADHD, hormone disruption, gene damage, anxiety, depression, intestinal injuries. Well, we know it now. We've known this for decades. That's why tartrazine is heavily restricted in other countries. In some countries, foods with tartrazine have a warning label that it may cause ADHD in children. Today, it's made from petroleum, not coal tar. Either way, it's crazy to add this to your kids' favorite foods. It doesn't even change the flavor. This yellow dye isn't just a junk food. It's in the foods that we consider healthy. It's in everyday kids' snacks like popcorn, mac and cheese, fruit snacks. It's in sports drinks like Gatorade and so-called vitamin water. It's even added to chicken broth, to corn, to pickles, to mustard, and to yogurt. And so, of course, our kids get sick. And we lovingly feed them chewable vitamins which have, surprise, tartrazine. And so the cycle continues until the coughs and asthma kick in, at which point you go to pick up some cough syrup. And yeah, you guessed it, tartrazine. I've been picking on tartrazine today, but that's just one of at least 100 chemical poisons that our health agencies allow into our children's food. I can make a video just like this to talk about Red 40, BHA, BHT, potassium bromate, chemical after chemical, and on and on and on. If just one of them can cause all of these problems, imagine what they're doing in combination. That has never been studied. If we took all of these chemicals out, our nation would get healthier immediately. We'd have fewer sick days. We'd have better focus. We'd have less anxiety. Our kids would learn more easily. We'd lose weight. We'd have more energy, we'd have fewer tumors, and longer lives. It's not all dark. Over the past 16 years, the government has banned 8 chemical additives that cause cancer, genetic damage, asthma, and many of the other self-conditions, as tartrazine does. And you know what's interesting? All 8 of those crucial steps forward in our kids' health were taken under President Trump. But the Democrats, who claim to be all about health care, have stood by watching other countries ban these poisons and make our kids sick, asthmatic, hyperactive, and depressed. They left them on every supermarket shelf in America. They even used your tax money to put them in your kids' school lunch. So their big food and their big ag donors probably gave them all that golden handshake and the big money hug. And their big pharma donors probably called them up and thanked them also, because now they're going to make billions selling Adderall, Prozac, and rescue inhalers. Enough is enough. President Trump and I are going to stop the mass poisoning of American children. Together, we're going to make America healthy again.
Yay! Thank you so much, RFK. I'm so thankful that he has been fighting these people for such a long time, and now he's in a position to do something about it for our nation. So just come on, hurry, hurry. So for right now, just look at every label. Okay, did you guys get that Yucca app? Y-U-K-A. Get the Yucca app on your phone, and you can just scan the barcode, and it'll tell you what's good or bad about it, okay? And so, yeah, I'm telling you, everything I'm having is like, it's like 10 out of 10. Oh, you know, really, really good. And so, this stuff is serious. This anxiety stuff. Look at the mental health of people. It's just bad. We have got to make mental health great again. And you start with right here with what we put into our bodies and cleanse your water and all that. So if you haven't done this, go to freedomforce.live, go to the health page, all these health links right here. Talk about lifting depression, bipolar disorder, how to, like the silver. I just posted this morning, I started to get a tickle. And so I did that silver that's squirt up your nose, bam. Knocked it out. Knocked it out. Keep that at your house. That silver. Go to freedomforce.live/silver. You know, all these things that you, there's natural things. Instead of getting all this, you know, chemicals to put in your body, get natural things to put in your body. We've got to protect our bodies. So these health links right here about how to detox every day, because we're absolutely under assault right here. This is the heavy metal detox right here. Just all these wonderful ways that you can detox your body. The zeolite is absolutely amazing. The sodium chloride is so amazing. Got to be, just make sure that you just follow it carefully, because they're very powerful, and it can, like the sodium chloride can make you have a little tummy ache because of just how strong it is. So just like literally like two drops, it's that powerful. Just follow the instructions on the link. So how to prevent dementia, how to have a natural antibiotic so it doesn't kill off your good flora with the structured silver, and stopping a leaky gut with the black seed oil. They have, like he said, the intestinal damage that they have done. They've done so much damage to our intestines. We got to get brand new shiny intestines. All right. So, here's the one about the dyes. Yeah, that's the one I wanted to show you about the dyes. And then this woman right here that Jesus was talking to that was healed when she reached out and touched Jesus's garment. Remember that woman? I don't know if you remember what she said, what Jesus said actually about her. He said she had suffered a great deal from many doctors. He was telling us this. Jesus was trying to tell us this way back in the day. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. This is Mark chapter 5, verse 26. I think that's going to become my favorite verse. Like proving to people, this is what happens when you follow their protocols. They're just in it for the wrong, look at what RFK was just saying. He's saying that the government people kept these things, coal tar in children's candy and vitamins and all this food, and taking these kickbacks. I mean, they're all in it, you know, just, they don't care anything about our health. It's awful. We're over it. We are staying away from their stuff. We're going to eat organic. We're going to eat as clean as we possibly can. We're going to cleanse our water. We're not going to take any of these dyes. We're not going to have any of these pesticides. And we're going to get well, and we're going to live 1,000 years. There you go. That's what we're going to do. Everybody in the Freedom Force Italian, we're starting now. We're not waiting at all. All right, so this is something I just saw, and I posted this yesterday. I want to make sure that you saw it. Now, there's a guy, Rickards, who maybe is using it to say, let me start fresh for this, because I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me just read this little clip here. Former White House advisor says that Trump to release $150 trillion endowment. So what is this $150 trillion? That we could pay off the national debt 4 times over and everybody could get like $1 million. What is this thing that he's talking about, this endowment? And if you notice all these purple areas on this screen, these are areas throughout our country that our forefathers had cordoned off and said, this is going to be for our future generations. This is basically their savings account. And it has all these mineral reserves in it. Okay, worth $150 trillion. These have not even been touched, and our federal government, you know, has control over. President Trump has control over, and because of, now you think, well, why didn't the other ones go and take that? Well, they were not able to, and because of the Chevron doctrine. Let me read this to you. Remember the Chevron doctrine, established in 1984, the Supreme Court case Chevron USA versus the Natural Resources Defense Council requires courts to defer to federal agencies' responsible interpretations of ambiguous laws. However, this doctrine was overruled in 2024. Okay, so this has been the longstanding way that they were doing it until 2024 by the Supreme Court in Loper Bright Enterprises versus Raimondo, which emphasized that courts should exercise independent judgment in such cases. All right, so the point is now President Trump has access to this, and he's going to be utilizing this because, you know, one of the things, as we just saw, Beck and Bannon are hair on fire. They're like, you know, we're toast. We're done here. There's no hope, basically, is what they're saying. And so this financially puts us in a whole different position. Imagine if, you know, if you were out of money, you have no savings, no money at all, and you're like, I don't even know how I'm going to feed my children. And all of a sudden, you look under the mattress and there's like $100,000. Like, what? I didn't even know I had that. So that's kind of like what this is for our country. Now, he was saying that you can do some investing in these particular copper and mining companies and the different ones, palladium and energy. You can invest in the ones that he feels that they're going to really, you know, be doing well in the next 5 years. That's what he is saying. The point is, President Trump has access to this now. That's the point, that President Trump has access to this endowment for our country. And so he will use that at the very right time. We also know that he's also seized assets from all these criminals. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew about that and you can research that. Okay, here is again the Omer. You see behind me the counting of the Omer. Today is the first week and the third day of the counting of the Omer. And if you remember, this starts on the day of Resurrection Day. So we're going to be counting this over the next 7 weeks. So just get ready. We're going to be doing this every day, just as the Lord had prescribed. He says, for perpetually, from generation to generation, I want you to keep this festival. And so what we have found is that when we do keep his festivals, we see things that we wouldn't see otherwise. And one of them is that, you know, we're moving forward to this day of Pentecost. We're looking with expectation to the day of Pentecost, and we're seeing that, wow, on the day of first fruits, the Pope was taken out. It looks like that side has fallen. And so now we're going to see, are we going to see a lot of these things happen in the great mass start awakening as of Pentecost, 7 weeks from now. So just stay tuned. We will see. We've for year after year after year, we've been, you know, doing this festival, and we've been hoping and waiting and trusting the Lord and his timing. Sure does feel like it's this year. I'm just saying, it feels like it is this year. All right. So, from the day after the Sabbath, which is Saturday, April 12th, 2025, the day you brought the sheaf of wave offering, count off 7 full weeks, count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. All right. So that we're going to be counting for the next 7 weeks, basically. All right. I was going to just again remind you guys to please go to thecentraltexascoalition.com. I hope that you will go over there and support them. I wanted to just play another clip of what she was saying. You know, it's kind of, you know, tough to get the help that they need to get, you know, financial help, and then the volunteers. So I really ask you to pray about doing this. And I want you to hear a little bit of what she has to say about that. Check it out.
One facility, it was 7 security guards, just kept leaving because they were standing outside, you know, their job being to protect the women going in from the people who were simply praying and lovingly reaching out, not shouting, not no violent behavior, nothing like that. Right. Lovingly reaching out, offering them a card, information, can we help you? Can we get you a ride somewhere? And these security guards having conversations and seeing that what they're seeing doesn't match what they're being told who we are, and having a conversion and saying, I can't in good conscience work here anymore. I mean, this is important. And just a few months ago, since Dobbs, like a year after the Dobbs decision, one of the abortion workers came out and said, you know, you're really affecting our business. That's not the first time that we've been told that, but that's since Dobbs, and they're telling us that. We don't want that to go away. We want to be able to keep on getting more volunteers, recruiting, and getting help for these women. So we don't, it's hard. It's a hard sell in terms of volunteering, because sidewalk ministry, we don't see the fruit of our labor very much. We don't necessarily know how that story ends. We will journey with her if she would like us to. If she wants the pregnancy center, you know, ongoing care, she has that. We don't necessarily know, but we do want her to know that whatever she needs, we want to try to help her find those needs. So it's one of the many important, I like to call it a pro-life piece of the pie. You know, we've got legislative efforts, we've got maternity homes, adoption, sidewalk ministry is a key piece. Right. And I just...
Clearly it is because, you know, in the UK, they literally arrested a woman who was just standing there praying silently.
Yes.
So it's
twice. Clearly, that woman was arrested twice.
Right. So they clearly know that this is very effective. And so this is a great thing that each one of us can do, patriots. And so, you know, you don't have to do it every day. Just go and volunteer, you know, once a week or once a month or whatever you know, the Lord puts in your time to do. And, we all just have to do whatever, you know, whatever we can and whatever the Lord puts on our heart.
Yes. And prayers are appreciated for this ministry, for the Central Texas Coalition for Life, for the many ministries that we work with, all the ministries that are out there trying to serve moms and families. And really, this is about the bigger picture of building the family, focusing on building the family again, which I think we all know we've got a pretty broken society, and the breakdown of the family has been a huge target of the devil. And so we're trying to build that back and build the kingdom.
Right. You didn't mention this, but we have seen the videos where Planned Parenthood was talking about taking the organs and selling the organs. So there's this is basically the front lines of what we're all fighting against, is to protect the babies from all of this just really horror, satanic horror. There's just no other two words ways about it. So is there anything else that you'd like to share?
Oh, I could talk all day. So many, many great stories. But please do pray, of course, for the moms and the families as well, who are really facing a lot of pressures now. There's still a lot of lies, a lot of evil that is out there, and a lot of distractions that are causing women to think that there is no hope. And there really is. It's just a matter of reaching them.
Yes.
So do what I would say. One of the things we advocate for is do your part.
Yes.
You may be looking at this and saying, this is really great. I'm grateful for people like the volunteers. Thumbs up. But if you are faced with somebody in your life who says, hey, did you hear this about what the government is doing in Texas or whatever state? And or, hey, what do you think about this? And you don't know how to respond. You need to educate yourself so that you have a response. Always be prepared, right, for a response for the reason that you believe what you do. And this is part of that. So if you don't know something, contact these organizations or go and look on YouTube at these. There's great apologetics videos available. Central Texas Coalition for Life has some resources available on our website. So I would just encourage you, don't just think this is kind of just one of those issues far away. Someone in your life needs to know this information and needs to know that there is help available out there. So even a social media post, just posting about the help available, anything to be that, that light in the darkness is.
Thank you so much. I just love this one wonderful young woman, how she's working so hard to stop the trafficking of these baby organs. That's really what it's about. So everybody, let's just pray about going to centraltexascoalition.com. Okay. centraltexascoalition.com. And let's just see what we can do to help support what they're doing. This is the website right here, centraltexascoalition.com. And we can volunteer, we can donate, and also to share this information with your social media, just however the Lord leads you to help and doing our part. So I just wanted to share that again. I think that's everything. That's everything to share with you guys today. I think that's a lot. I love that everything we ever do is always just completely in faith, knowing that we are going to see the end of these criminals, and we don't have to have hair on fire and fear at all. And we just know that this is the day. This is the day. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you again that you are leading the charge, and that you are rescuing us from our enemies, and that when their evil is at its height, which we see it is at the absolute height right now, that they will be broken, but not by human power. It's by your great power. And I thank you that you have called us to help. We're here to serve. We're here to help protect the babies. We're here to share on social media. We're here to expose the truth. But Lord, ultimately, we know that you are the one who is rescuing us. We are so thankful that you are able to do that. And we know that you are here to do that very thing, to rescue us, just as you promised. You are faithful to your promises. Again, we pray for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray for them to just have their health. I pray you protect them from every onslaught of the evil one. I pray you protect every bite of food that goes in their mouth. I pray that you would protect their water. I pray that you would just protect their peace of mind and just help them to be in full faith, knowing that you have chosen them for this amazing day to be part of your great army. What an honor. We love you. We bless you. We just are so thankful for what you have done and what you are doing and for this beautiful, bright days that are coming. And we just pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I guess it's time to go, and I will talk to you later.